To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A,
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A.
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holler dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the
N-G-R-A.
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
What's up, folks? Welcome to the Devlala
show.
I'm sitting there for Cliff, holding it
down.
we'll be here for the full 90 minutes. And if I don't cut nothing off in between time. So, but welcome to Ride. Definitely, thank you for tuning in. You could have been any place else in the world. But you chose to be here with me and the chef. So we definitely appreciate you. All right, so I don't know what y'all got going on. We got some good graduations coming up. We got a North versus South.
You're echoing.
Huh?
You got an echo.
Yeah, echo. Where's my echo? Let me find it. I don't know. Let's see. I know. I didn't turn the microphone off. Watch it go away. Boom. Just like that. So, yeah, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So, appreciate it, Paul. Thanks a lot. How you doing, Doctor?
I'm okay, man.
That's good. Hey, you know what? Start that conversation again, man. I think we did the other day, man. We got good, but it kind of got off track to my liking. But I want to try that shit again and have that conversation about,
What conversation?
Best conversation we had around here in a while. Like, really told me some shit about people.
Oh, okay.
So you have an idea what conversation I'm talking about? Or you just gonna wait until I tell you? You have no idea.
I'm gonna wait until you tell me.
Confidence versus experience. That was some good shit, man.
That was a good one.
Confidence versus experience. Because we had to wrap it up and go. But yeah, that's some good shit. Because you look at, like, if you put two guys on the same playing field, right? Give them the same equipment, whatever the equipment is, you know, same two chassis cars or whatever the fuck it is. I mean, who gonna come out on top? Who you riding with in the grudge race? Who you riding with in a boxing match? Experience versus Okay. You still on that, huh?
Because you know, you don't need experience to go out and do something. But when you have experience, chances are very high that you do it well. Because, you know, practice makes perfect, let's just say that. But, I mean, any fool could jump in the ring with Mike Tyson. I mean, you know, you'll still be in there. But
hey, did you see that shit? He just signed another fight. Did you saw it?
It's about money. I mean, I get it. The man wants to make money. It's more, you know, I don't know. People who watch it and think it's serious, there's something wrong with them. He's just making money. You know?
Say again?
They definitely experienced that. I'm saying, that situation is, he's just making money. I ain't knocking him for it. I mean, it's an honest living. If people want to tune in, they tune in.
Yeah, man, I give the man a shot for I just want to see what the fuck he gonna do, you know. I got to give him a shot.
He's a draw. Now, Mike Tyson's a draw. You know whether he wins or loses, people like to watch him.
Yeah, it's a little entertainment for me. Experience versus confidence. I think Mike Tyson is a confident one in this fight.
Mike has maintained himself as opposed to some of these other guys. But I mean, I hate to say it, he's only 57. Now that may sound crazy, but in today's world, if you take care of yourself, I mean, you don't look like you're in bad shape. You claim to be in your 70s. So, I mean, think about it. The man's in his 50s, and he works out, keeps eats right.
Right. At least,
yeah, he can do it.
At least he claims to be in his 50s, still.
Oh, no, he is. Mike is.
You saw his birth certificate?
I know he's younger than me.
I said, did you see his
like
birth certificate?
Of course not, Joe, but I don't think I had to.
I'm just joking, Paul. I'm just saying, why you... All right, let me keep it 100 with you.
Know,
well, why would he tell you he's 57 and he look in great shape? You say, all right. I tell you I'm 77, 78 now, in great shape. You say, nah, I can't be. I'm saying, what's the difference?
I never said that. I just, you know what? Because you truthfully, for a guy that's like, if you're close to 80, you're doing real good. Seriously,
But you keep saying if. I told you I was. So why would you have to add if? If your name is Paul, then, you know, like what?
I just can't believe my lying. I don't believe my lying eyes or my ears.
So, but you believe Mike Tyson's lying eyes and ears? But just, so the picture works with him, but don't work with me. Okay. I get it.
Listen, the numbers are too high. The numbers are too high. Because, I mean, I picture a guy close to 80 kind of slowing down and maybe he's staying more around his woman and just see me going places occasionally.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
Joe Biden is much. Joe Biden, 188 years old. He the president. So what the fuck?
He's got a cabinet. He's got people to push him. You got a cabinet?
I'm trying to get me one. I got a cabinet now. It's a shadow cabinet, but I got one. Tony Nance, what's up, doctor? Hey, Antoine, I ain't got nobody on the show today. It was kind of quiet right now. Can you talk for a few minutes, Antoine? I mean, Underdog?
Not really. Go ahead. I'm listening.
What's going on, doctor? What's good with you?
Nigger! See? That's that bullshit.
Oh, they tricked me today. They put the name and tricked me today. They tricked me today. It's all good.
Yeah, that bullshit.
They tricked me today. No. I was just trying to give me a dog update. I know you're going into battle at North versus South in a couple days. We here now. Cliff said people gonna start being quiet now, cause it's go time.
Oh, might be right.
Mm.
He might be right.
He might be right. So you, what's the dog update?
Nah, we're gonna start testing next week.
Okay. That used to be, you know what, man? That used to be the best time of year for me to, like, when we go over the winter time and you get to take your car out again. That's it. Used to be the best time for me, man. What's the?
Where about it?
We only see this shit on your show. I don't know, man. I was just waiting. Hey, Adrian, you know what? I guess because this is a major show, so you only get hacked when you have you only get hackers when you got something that they want that they want to hack. That makes sense.
I guess.
I mean, it's like, why would you talk?
First, need a doctor, and they ain't got nothing better to do.
Right.
And obviously, you know what I mean? To go and do something like that, they go do something productive. You know?
And you know what? I haven't seen it on any other show. Not that any other show is on Zoom, but I haven't seen it on any other show. Tell your friends to call you back later. Yo, Johnny, you stupid. I don't know them motherfuckers. Mm-mm. But I guess, you know what, they got mad because I challenged them yesterday with that shit about, I dare you, I got my finger on a trans brake, I'll trans brake your ass. He got me back today. Shit. Well, we got big shows coming up, Lions, Tigers, and Bears, and we got a special announcement about Lions, Tigers, and Bears. I told you guys yesterday we had a big announcement coming up. And on Monday, on the Smack Talk Show with Pro Stock Joe, we will have that big, 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 big announcement. Big announcement. Antoine, you want to know what it is? I mean, Underdog, you want to know what it is? Call me on the back line.
Okay. We're in now.
No, not now. We're doing the show now. How you going to call me now on the show when I'm on the show?
Because you gave me a crazy-ass answer, and I know you on the show until I call you on the back, man. So I know you on the show. That's why I said now.
Okay, what I didn't say was
you wanna
call
start?
Me after
call
the me show, gonna... but I just thought
okay,
that was,
then.
That was
we'll
that, you got it, that part, but I guess I had to say it for you.
Okay,
get
motherfucker. I'm going to get you.
Well, I got to be mother. What? Mm-mm. How about we? You got to call. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So, has anybody heard from Streets? Because we put a ping on his phone and we couldn't reach him.
He hiding on that Ferris wheel.
No, not the Ferris wheel. Oh, man. But yeah, major announcement coming for Lions, Tigers, and Bears on Monday, and also. If we can get it done, a major announcement for I'm gonna leave that now. So much. OG Bobby said sweets went sour. God damn, son. God damn. Sweets went sour? What the fuck?
I agree with OG Bob.
That's pretty funny.
Nah, fuck that. Y'all ain't gonna talk about my mans like that. Now, he had a rough day, but that was it. He had a rough day. I ain't gonna let y'all dog him out like this. OG Bobby, you funny. OG Bobby said, sweets went sour. Hey, Silverhawk. Hey, what's up, doctor? How you doing? Hey, listen, man. I got a beef with you today, man. I got a bone to pick with you.
About what?
Yeah. Now, every time we get ready to hang up this show, you be like, oh, man, I got 10 more miles to go. Why the fuck are you hanging up the show, right? Okay, cool. I get that. You didn't get what you wanted. You cool. But now, it's my turn. Why the fuck you were late getting on the show today, bitch?
yeah, you're right. I was late for 2 days now. You're right.
Nah, that's some bullshit, man. How the fuck you gonna, you know we got these miles to get behind us where people depend on all of us as a group, and you late to the goddamn meeting, man. Goddamn, what the fuck?
My bad, bro. My bad. Gets out here working.
Hey, Paul, what you think we should do about this shit? How we should handle this shit? How you think we should handle this shit, man? It's some bullshit.
Well, I mean, you got to give him a break. Silverhawk's a hard-working man.
Okay. I wish you was that easy. You know what? I wish you was that easy on everybody, man. OG Bobby said, nah. OG Bobby just dropped the dime on you. He said, he been in Miami for a week, you motherfucker, you. You in Miami, and we up here in a fucking huddle, and you in Miami and shit.
Nah, I was in Georgia when it was 78 degrees out here.
You was over there in Miami hanging out with Rick Ross and shit in Dade County, huh?
I was in Miami. I was down there in Valdosta, Georgia.
You was down in Georgia. That's where his house is, goddammit. That's where the promised land is. You down in the promised land, twist one up then. Motherfucker, let me find out. Hey Antoine, hey, Underdog. He was down at the promised land with the biggest boss taking care of handling business, man. What's up?
I'm chilling. Making boss moves.
What's going on, Stick, man?
What's going on?
I'm making boss moves?
That's what I said.
Oh, you said... Oh, okay, right. OG Bobby, you stupid.
Stickman. That's a new name.
What you say, bro?
That's what he called... He said... Oh, I'm sorry. Silverhawk said, is that your new name? Stickman.
Oh, yeah, that's my DJ name.
Yeah. Who gave you
that? He been that for what?
My dad.
Huh?
My dad gave me that name.
Why you call you Stick Man?
Because I always clung to his goddamn side like a goddamn stick. Goddamn shit.
Oh, you was the sidekick there, huh?
Man, I was the ace boom motherfucking coon. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, that's a great fucking story.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought it was DJ Stick Man. Because you did the ones and twos, or maybe you used to play the drums or something, but I never would have thought that. That's
right. Yeah, but I thought he was a drummer.
I did too.
I was. You know, I used to be in the band and all that stuff, but nah, that's what it was. My dad gave me that nickname. I've had that nickname since I was like four.
Hey, Antoine, you know what I'm going to do?
You was always on his leg there.
Yeah, Antoine.
I just gained a new level of respect for you because you the way you earned your brand, right? So, therefore, I'm going to give you an opportunity to put your brand against my brand. I'm calling you out, personal vehicle to personal vehicle, and you got to have them goddamn speakers in the back. Your goddamn Ford Explorer. I can't stand no goddamn Ford. I'll whoop your ass. I got a Lexus, a 350 GS Lexus, and I fuck you up with it. It's old school too. Ain't no new school shit. Old school against your new school. I fuck you up in North versus South for.
I tell you what. Because I'm coming. I'm gonna be honest with you.
We can do it for $50.
No, that ain't no problem. I'm leaving.
We can do it for $20. I just want to beat your motherfucking ass, bitch. I don't like the fact that you came over here. Listen.
I'm going to give you what you want.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm going to leave Miami that morning. I think we get back at like 9 o'clock of that morning. I'm going to do 105 on 95 all the way to fuck back to Benson, North Carolina. I'm going to put my foot so far on your ass, you ain't going to have no show for the next 6 weeks. So I'm just letting you know, goddammit, I'm coming in low, dropping like it's hot. So I'm on your ass.
I love it. Listen, you got to represent your brand like that, man. Let me tell you something. The only reason I'm fucking with you, right? Because my brand, the way I got my brand, is the same kind of way. Some old men gave it to me because of my racing shit, my burnouts and shit. But you said your story was like It was more interesting than my goddamn story. How I got my brand. So therefore, I got to make my brand better than yours. I had the best goddamn brand story up this month I had ever heard. The best brand story until you came up here and told me how you got your name. Now I got to take your name for you, bitch. I got to beat your brand.
I like it.
Gregory
like
Sharks,
it.
What's up,
I
Doc?
Like
the brand to brand, man to man, I'm fucking you up, son. North versus South. Not only will I win that goddamn macaroni and cheese money, I'm going to win that goddamn brand money. The biggest brand challenge, me and you, bitch. Me and you, bitch. Biggest brand challenge. The NGRA gonna sponsor it. NGRA, I'm gonna see what Long Island Joe and Dexter, but it's that day event. So fuck it. The NGRA gonna sponsor the biggest brand challenge, and matter of fact, if there's anybody else got a brand, they got to beef with another brand. Now race cars. Now well, unless you got the same race car, but you got to have like kind of You got to kind of like, I ain't going to say match it up. Well, it is match racing, but it's grudge racing. No, it's grudge racing, but you got to kind of match them up, though. But it's one-on-one. I'm going to fuck you up, Twan. And Mark Jackson, yep. That little goddamn Toyota, bitch, you next on the list. Bitch, you next on the list.
Oh, damn. Mm. Oh, You doing the street car, the daily driving shit, huh?
Man, I'm the best in the style. I can't fuck with the race cars no more. I'm past my time. But in them streets, in them goddamn streets, I wish a motherfucker would. In them streets,
so
I wish a motherfucker.
So basically, what you telling us that you're washed up? Is that what you're telling us in the race
car? No, I'm saying I'm underdog. I lost my nerve to be in the fast cars. I lost my nerve. I'm telling you, I'm almost 80 years old. What the fuck I like in a goddamn? I'm not Henry Butler. All due respect and props to him and all the OGs still out there making it happen. But I'm not getting it over.
Hey Joe,
I haven't been on fast car in 10 years, 13 years. And I'm not, I haven't been on fast car in 13 years, so I'm chilling.
You've been in your entire life, Joe. Stop lying.
Ooh, not my, so now you just disrespect me.
Hey,
now
Joe,
I got to fuck you up.
Now I got to call you out, Joe. You just said Joe Biden is 81 and president. You have no excuse.
Hey, you know what, Paul? Like I said, you just gave goddamn the Silverhawk a goddamn break. He's straight violator, and you gave him a break. But me, when I said I'm scared to drive fast cars now, I ain't say drive, but I said, Laurieann Alexander, you love especially Henry Butler, good deal. And OG Bobby said, I'm coming in second place in the mac and cheese. Hell no, OG Bobby. You will not beat me and take my fucking medal this time. I'm fucking you up, OG
hey,
Bobby,
Joe.
On the cooking tip, and DJ Stickman and Mark Jackson on the goddamn street ties, on the street king, on the biggest brand chip. I'm fucking y'all up in the goddamn, we getting in the streets, baby. We getting in the streets. Mark Jackson, I'm
hey,
calling
Joe.
You out, bitch. You call everybody out and don't race them, but I ain't going to do that. I'm going to call you out, street car to street car, and I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass. Mark Jackson, can you talk? Or you got to go to the airport, motherfucker. Which one?
Hey, Joe. What kind of
street car you got?
I got an 07 Lexus through GS.
Lock in.
Okay, tell me what you're coming with first, jackass. You think I am?
You
with
call
a fool?
Me? I'm street car to street car. I got a luxury car just like that.
No, bitch, you know what? You know what? You think you're playing with Boo-Boo the Fool. All I said to you, Mr. Airport, look, I'm Mr. Grudge Man, Belleville DeVoe, I mean, New Edition is Mr. Telephone Man, and you Mr. Airport Man. But listen, Mr. Airport Man, the same car that you had that you ran Antoine with, I'm running that same car Antoine run, that same Ford Explorer. If you bring that same car, right, I fuck you up too, Airport Man, Mr. Airport Man. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. I still don't hear the lock-in. You see what? Look, guys, let me show y'all. I'm going to teach y'all something real time. This is the definition of look-away. I called that man car out, and he started talking about my mama. Well, or it could have been anything, but what he did was distract the fact that he didn't answer my call out. Say, Red Rock, bitch, don't fuck with me, boy. I do this shit for a living. You do it for play, bitch. You do it for play, motherfucker. I do it for a living. I will fuck you up, bitch, boy. Mr. Airport, man.
This is 2,500 horsepower.
And what the problem is you going to lock in.
Okay.
I might got 10,000 horsepower, but is you going to lock in? But you can't throw me off the track. Either you say yes or no, motherfucker.
Mr. Airport, man.
There must be something my line. I can't hit his lock in, and he won't proceed any time.
Yo, that was a rental car that I'm ready for Hassan.
Okay, tell you what, we'll do that. We get the same rental car. I'll set it up this time, not the bullshit you pull, because I'm a real promoter. But okay, I'm going to promote this race. What I'm going to do is, I don't mean no harm by that, but, you know, NGRA, that's what we do for a living. We market and advertise. We promote shit, NGR. We make shit bigger. But tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take your stinking ass, I mean, Mr. Airport Man. I'm going to tell you, Mr.
Hey, Joe.
I'm sorry.
Joe.
Yes. I'm hyped today, man. I want to race somebody. I got the fever, goddammit.
With all due respect, if you're going to sing, can you pay us to listen?
You know what, Paul? You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it. Next time I start singing, I'm going to pay everybody what I didn't pay them before. Actually, I'm going to pay them a little bit more what I paid them before. No fucking attention.
Hey, Joe.
But anyway.
I got to say, you're a good guy, Joe, but you're not a good singer, Joe.
You know what, Paul? I'm not a good singer. You're right, but I'm a fucking great grudge racer, and I still ain't heard lock from that motherfucking man. DJ Stickman locked in. We locked in for 20. Me and DJ Stickman locked in for $25, right?
Well,
and Mark Jackson ain't saying shit.
Antoine Locke.
I don't know why Mark Jackson won't lock. Hey, Street, you know what? Street, you know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to rent two fucking cars, two of the same kind of cars, and we're going to have the biggest brand challenge. My brand, Pro Stock Joe brand, against the DJ Stickman brand. I love those two names. And Street brand is going to be against somebody. Underdog, you're getting a regular car, drive against somebody. Let's make this a celebrity challenge. Underdog, what you going to do? I need three on my team.
I'll hotlight that motherfucker going street tags. The hell you talking about?
No, you already got me. No, you got me. Street got to get his own man.
I want him too. He got the fucking brakes.
What? It's going to be the same two cars. It's going to be the same. I'm going to rent two of the same cars.
He got the fucking brake out the back door, Joe.
Lock. No, you said I got the break. Right. I heard that.
Wait a minute. I just Louis Streets. Wait a minute. Red fucking flag. Goddamn Streets. We just said you're going to get the same fucking car. The man said he's going to take the same car and give you the break, and you still crying about how far you going? When your car ran out of speed, his car ran out of speed. What the fuck wrong with you?
Shut up, man. I said lock, man. What are you talking about? Shut up.
Okay, then. So stop crying about how far he going. How far he got to go, you got to go the same far.
Same
car.
Hey, Joe. He got to break out to the goddamn gate. I'm on his motherfucking ass, Joe.
No, not to the gate. Not to the gate.
Motherfucking gate, Joe.
NGRA Celebrity Challenge. What are we going to do? Hey, Long Island Joe, I just created a new goddamn some shit for your goddamn for your event, Long Island Joe and Dexter and the whole team.
Goddamn, he could get some too. Jericho,
the NGRA. You know what, Long Island Joe? I challenge your fucking ass to get in them goddamn cars. I'm gonna beat the shit out of your ass, Long Island Joe. Me and you drive, Long Island Joe. Let's get the battle of the Joe. You got a Joe brand. I got a Joe brand. I'll fuck you up. And you know what else? I'm gonna say it, because I don't like this shit and I never have. And Giganto was warning me about it. And I ain't doing about it, but right now, Pro Stock Gordo, this name-stealing motherfucker, me and you, man to man, for the goddamn brand, bitch. Pro Stock to Pro Stock, motherfucker, now what? Tell you what I do with this shit, bitch. What's up? Brand to brand, man to man. Let's go. Same car, Same fucking race. Heads up, 8 Mile Pro TV, me, you, and the goddamn seat. What's
that?
That's
going to be very interesting.
$25, ain't going to be no photo. It ain't about the money. It's about the brand, bitch. It ain't about the money. It's the brand. Tell your motherfucking ass.
You,
bitch, you can't fuck me. I'm Pro Stock Joe because I drive for real. That's why I'm Pro Stock Joe. Why are you Pro Stock Joe? And I'm keeping the racing now. I ain't doing that. I ain't got no beef with you, man. I'm trying to take it back like the old days. We racing, and we talking race. No, we don't. We ain't talking about no Molly. Ain't nobody mama, and nobody did nothing else. We just.
I'm going to lay you 30 to 10. You don't be in the top three of the macaroni contest.
Oh, shit. Bro.
Yeah, you better mute that phone. You unmute your phone, Joe. You better mute that phone.
He's...
Hey, don't
shit.
That.
That's what he said.
Don't take that, Pro Stock. Fight back.
Damn.
Look at it. He on mute. He still on mute. He better be on mute.
He on mute. Oh, Lord. Pro Stock.
Come on, you got to represent Pro Stock. Don't let him do that to you.
He's trying to order some macaronis.
I bet him $100 he won't come in second place.
You on mute, Pro Stock.
Yeah, he ain't going to come in the top three, Bobby.
You might want to call OG Bobby and let him make it for you.
He got a mouthful.
That's what he going to do. He going to have somebody make it for him.
He got a mouthful of shit.
Look at that. He tried to find his telephone.
Join the meeting.
We can't hear you. So he can get that order in.
He got a mouthful.
We can't hear your ass. We can't hear your ass.
Okay. Hey, Walter Mann, hold on. Let me set this up real quick. Okay, we're going to have an NGRA Celebrity Challenge at North versus South, right? North versus South, NGRA Celebrity Challenge, right? And we're going to have 10, it's going to be NGRA Celebrity Challenge, brand against brand, top 10 brand against brand. Celeb Challenge, brand against brand. Brand to brand, brand versus brand. Brand versus brand. So you got Pro Stock Joe.
So what time can I get my mechanic?
Versus,
what time can I get my mechanic to be at Galat so I can put my turn in this bro?
ODB. You got Streets versus who? Streets, who you racing? Who you locked in with? Streets, who you locked in with?
ODB giving me the break, man.
Okay, ODB. Silverhawk, why don't you and Walter Mann get in the car? Walter Mann. Nah, he putting the damn
break. I fuck up Silverhawk, too.
Hey, Walter Mann, you want to do it?
I ain't going to be there. I got a privilege
okay.
to go to. I got a
Walter Mann. Walter Mann, you want to be there?
No, I ain't going to be make it, Pro Stock.
Oh, you ain't going to be able to make it? Okay. All right, we're going to have the NGRA.
I tell you what, I could get somebody that I believe going to be there, and I'll let him do that.
No, we're going to pick the people of Silverhawk. We're just taking volunteers because you guys are all big-time supporters. So we're going to look for some other pairs and get that done. So
I'm
going
to get my man Mark Riddy.
We'd love to have him. Streets owe him an ass-whooping anyway. Streets and Mark Riddy. Yeah, so get Mark to do it.
Mark Riddy tough on the goddamn them damn cars on your ass.
Mark Riddick versus hey, Streets. You going for that? Streets. Streets. You locking in and get paid or what?
Yeah, we got to get him up here. Get him in there.
Okay, what I'm saying is
Mark Riddick going to beat it.
I'm down.
Okay, Mark Riddick versus Streets. The rematch. The rematch. The remix. Okay, who else we got? Okay, you know what? Christina. The NGRA Celebrity Challenge, North versus South. Do you want to go up against somebody? Miss Mulan, do you want to go against Miss Mulan? We call it Shakedown Racing. Christina, what do you think?
Is all y'all going to use the same cars, the same two rentals?
Yes. It might not be rentals, but it'll be the same two cars. Same make and model of two cars, whatever it is.
So they got to jump in them two cars, right?
Yeah, and those are only two cars racing. You can't drive no other cars in the Celebrity Challenge. You can't drive no other cars.
That's cool.
You just...
That's cool. that's cool.
Okay. Christina,
Yes. I just got on. What are you guys, what's the topic
okay.
that y'all talking about?
We are having the inaugural NGRA Celebrity Challenge, the Grudge Celebrity Challenge, and we're going to do anybody that has a grudge brand, we're going to let you guys race each other at North versus South. We're going to have two of the same cars, so it'll be about, you know, the driver. So we're going to do 10 celebrity grudge races, and that's going to be, you know, part of the show. I'm going to ask Jonah if they're okay with it. I didn't ask him. I just thought of it as on the spur of the moment, so I'll speak to him about it, but it is what it is. But NGRA is going to sponsor it. Do you want to race somebody, Miss Mulan, maybe, in the same car?
Yeah, that's fine. Huh? What kind of car?
Okay. It don't matter, but they're going to be two of the same cars. It'll be regular street cars, something you would get out, go outside, and get in and drive.
Daily
street
driver. Just say daily driver.
Daily drivers. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. And this will take place on Saturday.
No, actually, it's going to be on it'll be on Friday or Saturday. We'll see what they say. What they got room for? We don't know what they got room for. They got room at all. So we'll see. Let me call Long Island Joe right now while we're live on the air. I'm going
to
see what he's doing.
Let's get this straight, then. So if it's Saturday, yes, I'm all in. But Friday, I won't be there.
Okay.
Yeah. Goddamn traffic.
Hey, Streets, take off for a second.
He called your name Sweet.
Hey, man, I understand, man. I understand what's going on here. But, shit, I wish I was able to take over for my own damn show yesterday, man. But I got my phone fixed, y'all. I guess I paid my phone bill.
You got it fixed?
Yeah, I got my phone fixed, man. I'm able to chill for a minute. I'm good now. But Silverhawk, I'm mad you couldn't make it because I'd have looked forward to cutting your nuts out.
Yeah, in a daily driver, nah. I wish I could be there.
That's who I want. I want to capture a bird.
Well, shit, Mark Ritter be there, he'll take my place.
Are you going to be there, driver?
What you say, Joe?
I said, do it, Silverhawk.
I can't be there, but if Mark Ritter be there, he can take my place. And I'll take all bets.
I thought you was back, bro, Doc.
I think your phone's still on mute. He came in one time.
Oh, yeah, he is on mute because he's talking. Yo, you on mute, Duke. You on mute.
You on mute. Yo. We can't hear you.
He's on mute.
Sweet.
He's still on mute.
Sweet got a phone fixed. When he say he got a phone fixed, now Joe's phone started messing up.
My phone messed up. I was calling Long Island Joe.
Oh. Oh, he did tell you
and,
to take
and
over.
And Dexter.
My bad.
No, I thought he was back because he said do it. He said do it, Silverhawk. I thought he was back.
No, I was just listening. And yo, Silverhawk, they let you slide, but you don't jump all over me about this shit, right? Cause I'm trying to do something for you and Mark Ritter, and you want to jump all over me.
Nah, I want Mark Ritter to take my place.
Okay, but you still jumping on me because I'm trying to work over here. When you promote, you have to work.
No. Yeah, we thought you were talking. I can't see you real. You know,
okay.
I'm just
well,
glad
we want,
that you back.
Well, listen. I want Paul to be there so OG Bobby can whoop your ass or Cliff. Paul, you gonna be there? I want Cliff to whoop your ass. Hey, Gregory Sharp, you going to be able to drive that time?
I'll take Paul, too. I don't like the way he be talking.
Lil Johnny, you going to be there? I'll get somebody to whoop your ass, too. I'll find somebody. I'm a promoter. And what I do, what we do with NGRA, been doing for years, we help you do what you said you wanted to do. You want a grudge race? We'll find you one. You got no excuses now because y'all like to sit like me. These cars are going to be definitely sitting like me. So you ain't got no problem with not racing. Let me give y'all some goddamn life so I can get the heck out.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
You want to take that other bet? You want to take
that
other bet?
What's that?
You won't be in the top three. I'm going to leave you 30 to 10 that you won't be in the top three of the macaroni contest.
You won't let me 30 to 10. I won't be in. Damn right. Bet. Bet.
Lock,
motherfucker. And you better pay my damn money, because if you don't, I'm going to fight your ass. I'm going to send you. I can't fight. I'm older. The street's going to fight your ass.
One thing about it. You got
to. And y'all saying, I don't care what else you talking about, because you locked already. You locked. You can't change
right,
after
right.
After you say lock, you can't
you're
change
right,
shit.
Right,
you locked.
Right. You're right.
You just put yourself in the trick, Silver. There's only three
you're
people
right,
in the contest.
Okay, so
more than three.
Even if it is, you still lose. I hope it's only three. Goddamn, I win automatically. You can't change it up now. You locked. You say locked. He say lock, lock, lock.
We locked.
No doubt we locked. Ain't that it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We locked. Some people don't like taking money from candy from a baby. I got a lot of tops in my goddamn pocket and my goddamn belt. I got a lot of goddamn candy and lollipops and Snickers bars and ho-hos, all kind of sweet shit in my grudge resume, goddamn it. I do this shit, motherfucker.
Hey, Bobby, OG Bobby.
Oh, yeah, OG Bobby, got to get you a goddamn. OG Bobby, I want you, bitch. I want you, bitch. You whooped me last time. I got your ass now, bitch. Get off the phone, OG Bobby. Get off the phone, OG Bobby. Sir. Sir, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you.
Yeah, what's
sir.
What's up? What's up?
Lock in.
What's up?
Lock in.
Lock in on what?
Hands up. We got a celebrity challenge. An NGRA guest celebrity challenge. A guest celebrity challenge. We're going to take, we're going to get a pair of cars. It's going to be two of the same cars. I don't care what they two Volkswagen, but they're going to be the same. And what you got to do is, as a invited celebrity, you get in the car and you lock in the race with another driver. We got the cars. Everybody driving the same cars, but we got different celebrities driving the car. So me and you, $25 is the race.
$25?
Because it ain't about the money. It's about whooping that ass. Now, you took my money and whooped my ass. Give me a chance. You did something that you was good at. Let me do something that I'm good at. Regular street car. Ain't no race car. Regular street car. Daily driver.
So it's going to be a car that you guys got?
Yeah, two of the same cars, yes. We will have the cars, yes. We'll supply the cars. NGRA will supply the cars.
All right, no problem. You put me in.
So me and you locked for $25. Hands up, 8-Mile Protein.
Yeah.
Me and you, motherfucker, locked?
Locked, Joe.
All right, motherfucker, I'm going to tear your ass up. Don't take this shit personal. Now, you whoop my ass, I take it like an OG.
Though?
It don't matter, but they're going to be two of it's gonna be like a Toyota or just some regular car. So that like a car you would get from
matter,
a rent. Okay, it's gonna be a rental car, something you can rent from a rental company, something you can rent. Might be some Hellcats or something like that.
I don't give a fuck. Whatever you guys get in there, go ahead. I'm lock your ass in. Go ahead.
All right, then. Say lock, then, motherfucker. You know the magic words. Lock.
I said lock.
No, you
locked.
Didn't. You
lock,
said you
lock,
said okay.
Lock.
Okay ain't locked. Locked is locked,
okay,
motherfucker.
Locked,
I do this
though.
Shit. Lock.
It's locked. Locked.
I'm going to fuck your old bald head ass up. I love you, but you're still old
what
bald
up,
head.
Man.
Bitch, you beat me out that goddamn banana
you
boy. You cheated me.
I'm
going to beat your motherfucking ass.
I'm going to take that and the macaroni and cheese prize money.
Damn.
I'm gonna eat it right in front of your face and drive.
No, no. Oh, you're a dirty bitch, Bobby. You're a dirty bitch. Listen, hey, Bobby. What happened to the airport? How come the airport man didn't lock in?
I don't know. He's still probably at the airport. He's still waiting for the airport, that first class to come in. It didn't get in yet.
And we only racing for 25 hours. We ain't doing it no more than that because we want nobody. And listen, here's what. If I win my race, we're going to donate it. We're going to be the first donation to, and we're going to unveil this soon, but it's going to be the first donation to raise the seed money for the NGRA National Graduation Hall of Fame that we plan to have up in the next 5 years. The NGRA National Graduation Hall of Fame, okay? We're going to start that. When I saw that video of Levi Holmes and his story, it compelled me to do something I've been wanting to do for years, to pull the trigger. And so NGRA is leading the charge to raise the money, $100 million, to build the National NGRA National Graduation Hall of Fame. So stay tuned for more information about that. NGRA leading the way. So, yeah. What, OG Bobby, what happened to Airport Man? Mr. Airport Man, there's something wrong with your line.
You know he's going to be concentrating on his races, so that's probably why he probably won't do it.
Mark Jackson, you okay? I'm just joking with you, man. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. You owe me $9.95, though.
Huh?
You owe me $9.95.
What owe you $9.95 for?
Because you want to take my idea after you kick me out the NGRA, and you want to claim it as your thought process.
No, you didn't have a celebrity challenge. You had a grudge race with another man.
I
made it an event.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, and as much as I don't talk, so Antoine can tell you, I say we're going to get two rental cars and let people go at it, but you just could call it something else. You fucking
right.
Imposter.
So, you know what? I'm not an imposter. What I am is a promoter. I'm a marketing and brand manager. I took what you said. I appreciate it. I appreciate what you're saying, but this is what promoters do.
You made a business
they
move.
I did a business move. I saw a problem,
I'm just busting your chops, Joe. I got too much going on to even entertain it right now. But
I
guess
tomorrow. It's
I
all good. It's all good. No doubt. We'll do it again because we're going to start something new. We'll do it again. NGRA.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you being a member, too, Mark. I didn't go unnoticed. We definitely appreciate you being a member of NGRA and the rest of you guys as well. You know, except for people that come on the show late, you know. Y'all every time it's time the show go off, y'all motherfuckers, God damn it. But y'all, let me tell you something, man. I enjoyed last night. Y'all was rocking the fuck out to that NGRA song last night. Y'all was rocking the fuck out.
Yeah, we were. Everybody joined in.
That shit was wild as fuck, man. I was like, yo, that's the Grudge National Anthem right there. That's the Grudge National Anthem. Lock it in and get paid. And Streets, you did your thing, boy. One more time. I ain't no bullshit. That shit is hot. The more I hear it, the more I like it. All right, so today's hot topic is, I don't know.
Where Elbow at? What quick?
No, he Elbow is Elbow's on the grind. Elbow doing his thing. He on the show, but he out handling business. He handling business. And we ain't mad at him because that's what we do, too. We handle business. But, yeah, I want to lock Long Island Joe in, and I want to lock Dexter in as well. So on the Celebrity Challenge, the Grudge Celebrity Challenge, I'm going to fuck Long Island Joe up. I want to raise him, and I want to raise Dexter. And let me see who one more I want to raise. I want to raise Jay Barnes. I want to definitely raise Jay Barnes. And let me see who else. Oh, you know what else? Oh, no, man. I'm going to say that one for later. But Jay Barnes, I want to definitely raise his ass. So, yeah.
Hey Joe.
Mm-hmm.
If Mark really do that thing, that street, sweet, I want to make a little bet. If Mark really win, he got to change his name to Sweet.
No, that you that can't better with me. I can't change that man's name. Yeah. I can't change that man's name.
All you got to do is say Lock.
Lock. The Lock. I guess his phone broke again. I guess the birds flew on his phone.
Y'all know I got the AC on.
We see you got on short sleeves and you're almost naked. We see you.
Yeah.
Okay. So the race that got canceled up at Cecil, did it get rescheduled, Bobby? Killer was supposed to race Little Man up there. OG Bobby. Silverhawk, can y'all hear me? What?
Yeah, I ain't know nothing about that. What, something got canceled?
Yeah, they had rain. OG Bobby.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah, what's up?
What, that race with Killer and Little Man up at Cecil. It rained out, right?
Oh, I ain't hear nothing about that.
Oh, wow, okay. And Mark Jackson.
Yep.
Oh, you talking about Killer and, what's his name, T-Shawn, Tachan?
Little Man.
They doing an afternoon over. They doing an afternoon over stop on a regular track day.
Okay, I know. Okay, good. Okay. So Killer coming to North versus now?
Not sure.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about some locking in races for North versus South. It's right around the corner. Besides, what else we got locked in the streets? Ain't Biggie Smalls locked in with somebody?
Yeah, I sent you the whole lock-in list. Check your inbox.
Oh, for a minute, sweet. I thought you sent them a bounce check. Shit, we told your phone cut off again. Sweet.
Not again.
Yeah, boy, he said
I'm gonna get you, Silverhawk. I'm telling you,
He gave him a bad tech, yo.
What the hell happened? I guess this point, I ain't the only one that gave out a bounce check. I guess because my man shit cutting off.
Text my phone. I'm gonna send you something.
That's your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfuckers got secrets. Y'all got secrets? Tell us. We all want to know what the hell going on, Mark.
5-6-4-2 number.
Yeah, I don't know.
I ain't got that number.
Hold on.
What the hell happened to Pro Stock?
I ain't got that number, you understand? You understand?
I heard you. Hold on.
Hey, Paul.
What's up, Streets?
Yeah, I ain't hear you accept my challenge.
Look at your inbox.
I don't know. I mean, I could, but I'm not 100% sure I'm going to make it. You know?
Yeah, I see it.
But the one thing though, if we do it, I ain't gonna do that one. I was gonna bet you a little something.
You wanna bet me a little something? We ain't running for free.
I was gonna bet you phones, but I figured I'd be losing either
way. Okay, hey, listen, guys, I spoke a little bit prematurely about that NGRA Celebrity Challenge. So it's we got to get approval first, so we didn't do that. I spoke a little bit too soon, but if we don't have it at that show, we'll have it at another show that we're authorized to do it at. So I was just trying to
I wouldn't care if you do it, but I just want to find out, make sure, because they said they're doing a testing on Thursday, Friday, and when they put the hard tire on the glue, it takes the glue up. So that's
all right,
what they want to make. That's the only thing. So let me just make sure to see what they say about that. If will it take it up? If it don't, hey, let's go ahead and do it. No problem at all.
But you always like to do
hard tie, take the glue up. It says rough
no,
one.
No.
Happy
right
birthday,
up.
Joe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's another reason I was calling you. Happy birthday, doctor.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Man, how old are you now? I heard you was 56.
63.
No.
63.
Well, you're looking good, doctor. You're looking good.
Looking good.
Oh, and I'll tell you about that later. Anyway, so 63. Oh yeah, Joe. Somebody we was talking about doing that little getting a couple of cards and doing a celebrity challenge. Somebody said they want to fuck your ass up.
Uh oh. Wait. Okay. Oh, who's trying to rub me now?
Some motherfucker named Pro Stock Joe. I don't know what's wrong with that motherfucker. He wanted to have a battle of the Joes.
Okay.
He didn't like the fact that your name is close to his.
Okay.
Joe and Joe. So he wanted to say the battle of the Joe. Say,
no
the real
problem.
Joe. And now you know who the real Joe.
Okay.
Now you know the real Joe.
Hey, no problem. I ain't handicapping you, have I?
No. We're getting the same two cars, and all we're doing is everybody driving the same two cars.
I got handicapped.
No. I get lane choice. I get lane choice. I'm older. I get lane choice. I'm older than you. I get lane choice.
Yeah. You can be my son.
So $25.
You can be my son, Joe. Cut it out.
No, I'm older than you, bitch. I'm older than you.
You ain't older than me.
If we get approval, if we get authorization, if we lock, goddamn, I'm gonna tell your ass up.
No,
you're a young motherfucker.
You ain't older than me, though.
You ain't got nothing to do with that. But I'm talking about whooping your ass on this goddamn lock here.
Switch up, right?
I ain't switch up. I asked you first. You start talking. You try to do me look away. Talking about my goddamn age and talking about my sister, girlfriend, mama, my baby mama, my baby mama daughter.
I'm asking the audience, did he not say he gets lane choice because he's older?
All right, you know what? Heads up. All right, but you know what? We flip the lane. Flip the lane. Flip the lane. Fuck it. Flip the lane. Hey,
nah, I'll let you go. I'll let you go ahead and have you get the lane choice. It don't matter.
Oh, you're going to give me lane choice. Okay, good shit. Good shit. All right, $25. Heads up. 8 Mile Pro Tree. Long Island Joe versus Pro Stock Joe. NGRA sponsor, celebrity challenge. I'm fucking you up, and I'm gonna get somebody to fuck Dexter up, King Nate up, get somebody. Oh, I want to fuck Black Nasty up, because he wouldn't have race with his goddamn car. My promo and his promo, he wouldn't do it, because he tried to cheat me with the goddamn tomorrow. Anyway, no, that's another story, but yeah.
You got to flip for cars too, Joe?
Huh?
You got to flip for cars? You got to flip for cars too?
Yeah, you flip for cars, and you flip for lanes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we flip for cars, and the other person got lane choice. That's how you do it.
Hey, Silverhawk, you know what he's going to have, right?
Yeah.
He's going to have one car, four cylinder, the other V6.
No!
He'll be doing some bullshit.
Hey, Joe, why was
he? He'll be doing some bullshit. Get ready, boy.
Hey, Joe, what the fuck is this saying? One car got six, one car.
He's going to play some games on us. It's all good, though.
I'm not fucking with you, man.
You ain't allowed to run with the traction device on either.
No. Listen, both cars is going to have, it's going to be the same,
no,
very
you
exact thing.
You got to have the traction device off. That going to show you what we're going to be, because somebody going to be spinning. Somebody going to be, just, I know how you are, Joe. You just hold your foot right to the floor and just be looking forward. Don't take your foot off the gas.
You can get the cheapest car they have the standards, and them standards don't have nothing in them.
Exactly. So we're gonna get something like that. They're both gonna be the same thing. I'm gonna get my peoples on there right away and get two of the same goddamn cars and set this shit up. If as soon as Joe call me back and give me the okay, we're gonna get that done. Wow.
No problem.
Now, I've rented one of them one time, and I couldn't sit my fat ass in there to drive. I had to have my wife to drive, because they had no room.
Come on,
goddamn.
Come on, son.
I'm serious.
I gave it back like that.
I got the cheapest car they had, the smallest one, the fuel saver, and those suckers really small.
Not like the smart car, is it?
It's something like that smart car. It ain't the smart car, that one above the smart car. That little
compact car.
Yeah, the compact car.
Well, Shovel Hawk, okay. You know what, man? Not for nothing. You need your big ass beat for trying to get with them goddamn little baby car.
Yo.
You need your ass beat. You could have looked at that goddamn little baby ass car with your goddamn 7'2" ass. You bigger than Gregory Sharp and Edge I get to put together.
Yeah. Gregory Sharp taller than me. He tall. I seen him at the banquet. I said, God damn, I ain't realized he was that tall.
He's taller than Giganto. Jackie Sharp's a big dude, man. Hope he's getting better with his eye, man. And listen, if you got that good eye fixed, Gregory Sharp, we're gonna put you in the celebrity challenge too. We're gonna put you in the celebrity. Now, I'm thinking about some more people that we can get in that goddamn challenge. And I'm gonna do some girls too.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
See, you know what? That's what it is. We took all the ideals that everybody had, and Long Island Joe had the ideal to race the girls, and Mark Jackson had the ideal to race Hassan in a little regular car, and ODB was involved. So, shit, we took that ideal and take it. Let's take it one further. Let's make it a celebrity challenge. Get the same cars, because Trigger Man had the little shootout down in Orangeburg, and damn, Sugar got cheated. Or that the Beast got cheated.
Long Island Joe.
Yeah,
How many people in the macaroni contest?
I have.
Don't tell him, Joe. That bitch, Joe. He did a dumbass lock-in. He told me, he said, I bet you pro stock 30 to 10. That you don't come in third or better in the macaroni and cheese contest. I said, lock, bitch. Then Paul was fucking with him. Paul said, you know you just fucked up, right? He said, why? It's only three people locked in. It's only three people in the contest.
Nah. Hey, you got James in the contest. You got Marcus Wongerson in the contest. You got Pro Star Joe in the contest. You got the... What's that name of this crew? Oh yeah, you got some people.
That's all I want to hear. As long as you say more than three, I'm good.
Oh, you say he coming in last?
That bitch will work. No, but
I'm
gonna
come in the top three.
It don't matter what place I come in. I pay $10 for the look on his face when he realized he fucked up when he locked in. I'd pay $10 for that goddamn look. That shit was priceless.
Hey, Long Island Joe. You kicked me off the list? You kicked me off the list?
No, I got you on there too. I got
he
all,
said,
don't worry,
I thought you said OG Bobby name. I knew he was in there.
I was just calling off a few of them. I got you on there, OG.
Right.
I definitely got you on it.
Hold on.
I got one more question. What time are you supposed to have in it? So, what you want to keep the macaroni and cheese? Because I don't want to keep it out. I know y'all want it nice and hot and warm. Or it don't matter.
Look, I've been honestly tell you the truth. I'm going to say about, I'll say 1:30. Let's have the macaroni and cheese. 1 o'clock, 1:30.
It's going to be on a Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Oh, all right.
You want me? I'm gonna throw out some names for you. I got King Carolina in it, Rico in it, James, OG Bobby, Halleck, Pro Star Joe, Tyrone Brown, Fat Daddy. That's just saying them. And then I got Marcus Wongers. I got they put one of those guys from what do you call that? Backpage. Those guys, they got one of them in there too. Backline, yeah. So, yep.
That's an all-star lineup, baby. That's an all-star lineup. made the best macaroni win.
Look, I need.
Damn, Joe ain't gonna be you, Joe.
Huh? Huh?
It definitely is. Listen, listen.
I
might not win, but I got a better chance of winning than everybody else. I'm going to win more than they do if I win.
Yeah, but that's your macaroni and cheese. They ain't going to even stick the spoon in it.
You know what you got to say? You must feel like the fattest man in the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna tell everybody when I tear their ass up. But listen, number one, if everybody knew it was mine, I would win by default, you know, because we got regular, we got people who ain't in competition that's doing the judging, so they ain't got no favorites. That's one. But number two, it's gonna be a blind taste test, right, Joe? It's going to be a blind test.
The thing is, I'm making everybody got to have that half tray, like I said.
Join the meeting.
And what happens with the half tray that you have the half tray, you got to turn around and you put the number underneath there and everybody will know. You'll know which one tray is yours. Nobody else will know. You ain't going to see the number until the end. When we pick it up, that number will be underneath there and then whoever number yours is, you ain't even going to know if that's your tray. Only
and
you know it's at the end when you pick it up and look underneath and got the number on it.
And if you bring a different tray, you can't get in. You got to bring the tray he specified.
Yeah,
no different trays.
Same tray. So it don't look like no favoritism. Everybody sees something different.
Yeah. Same trays and same cars I'm going to whoop y'all ass with in the celebrity challenge.
Mm-hmm. You know what they say. Instead of listening, say anything.
Long as Joe. Can I tell you something? Listen, I have, on the real, you told me that story about the Vega, right? I'm a big brand man. I love brands, right? That's what I do. I help build and design and create and magnify brands. But let me tell you something. DJ Stickman just told me a story about how he got his name, DJ Stickman. It was a great story. My story was the greatest that I thought about. I knew, but I think your story is the second greatest. You had that damn that Vega from 20 years old, and everybody see that Vega. Who caught it in? Long Island Joe car. Long Island. He had it when you were 17, and you like
15.
Okay, 15. My bad. I'm old now. Caught it to my head, not my heart. He had it since he was 15, and he still got. That is like the best story. That's why we got to have this hall, the Grudge NGRA Grudge Hall of Fame built. You got to have the whole thing built because stories like that, man, you can't beat it. You can't make that shit up. This motherfucker got a car when he was 15 and still got it. You can't make it up.
I had to pick up my wife now, but I had to pick up my girlfriend. And that's what
stop fucking playing, man. Stop.
Hey, the only woman that
for
ever
real?
Drove the car,
for real?
Only woman that ever drove the car was her. Only woman
wow.
ever throw the car
and
her get it and
drive
it.
Hey, Joe, wait a minute.
Hey, Joe.
Let me ask you a question, right?
He right here now. He listens to everything you say now. Go ahead.
But wait a minute. Okay, but I'm saying, you must have been whipped when you were young, because I know when I was young, couldn't no woman drive my damn car. I ain't like nobody enough to drive my car, especially no damn woman.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you exactly when it came. I remember one day I came over the house, and I went back up. I had an ex-girlfriend, right? And my wife standing right here listening. Sister came home, said, she just came from Miss Furby in the house. She said, you know, the first thing they said, you must have got his nose wide open. I'm sitting there, you don't know how mad I was. You're going to tell me some joke like, how she going to go up there and tell him something like that? I was saying, God, no.
Mm-mm.
I'll never forget that. I was like in the house. I was like,
did she lie, Joe?
Yo. See that front of me. Huh?
Yo.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did she lie? She didn't lie. She didn't lie. Look at you now, Joe. Look at you now, Joe. It's more wild than that.
Yeah. Yeah, 40 some years later. Well, marriage for 40 some years. I ain't got dating other 40 years, about 40
years. Hey, Joe, let me ask you a question. When you had the curls in your head, did you have the peak in the front of your head coming down?
No, I had that. I had an afro back then.
You
hold
had
up, I'm gonna, I'm, wait, wait, wait. I'm gonna send you a picture with me with the afro. I'm gonna show you something. Michael Jackson ain't had nothing on me.
Yo, but you know what, Joe? Hey, Joe, let me stop for a second while we get in the picture and say, man, thank you to Mrs. Gray, man, because I'm telling you, since I've been seeing you in New York on the street and with those crazy wild things, you know, big and at the track, wherever we go, you go, she there, and she by your side doing her thing, man. So big props out to her, man. And we don't say that enough about the ladies of Grudge who help us do what we do and allow us.
Thank you.
Yeah, very welcome.
Thank you.
Nothing. All right. Oh, very welcome. Very welcome. She was. Yeah. So.
Hey, Pro Star Joe, hitting over wide open.
I know, man. I'm just like, yo, I can't imagine letting somebody at 17 years old now. That's when you love your car. You love your car. I mean, you love your car more than anything to a 16-year-old boy.
I'm going to get off here because my son coming up here to pick me up now. He's just not pulled up. They're supposed to take me to dinner.
All right, Joe. Happy birthday to you, man. Number love to you, Long Island Joe, man.
All right.
We love you, man. All right, Doc. Yo, Long Island Joe, man. Been doing it for a lot of years. What's up, Doctor?
Ain't nothing to it, man. How y'all?
What's up, Cliff?
What's happening, man?
Ain't nothing.
Y'all enjoying yourself?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Nah, Cliff, don't be talking to him like that, man. He came on the show late. And he beats when we go off early, so he came on the show late. So get his ass, Cliff.
Oh, damn. All right, Silverhawk, you got to get earlier routes, man. Fuck the dumb shit.
Yeah, man.
I started at, what I started at? I started at, what, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock?
This morning?
Yeah.
Man, yep. I had my car.
Yo, Cliff,
man.
Don't let him get you off topic and do the look away. He came up here late. And last night he complained, but let me tell you what he did last night. He got his money's worth. Him and about 10 of so 15 more motherfuckers started singing the NGRA national anthem. Them motherfuckers saying, and they were having a goddamn NGRA party up in this bitch. You heard me? You don't have any.
Hey, look, how I missed that?
What? You got to go back and watch yesterday's show. They had an NGRA motherfucking balls to the wall party. Goddamn. That shit was crazy. But listen, and then he was cussing because the show went off. He was cussing. So now he's talking about he got the miles to get and shit. He said something about my third grade teacher or some shit. He accused me of some shit that was wrong about. But the point is, you know, bygones is bygones. But the point is, he was cussing because we were going off. Now he came up here late, Cliff. You got to do something about that shit. Now, can't keep it down the middle.
Silverhawk, do we got to send you to the principal's office or what?
But I tell you what, right after y'all went off, I got tired.
now we at fault. This motherfucker ain't know what's going on.
I got tired.
If
right
only,
after that, I went another 35 miles. I pull over, went to sleep for a little bit.
If only sweets had not gone sour.
Pro Star, what was your subject for the day, man? You know, as a substitute, man, what was your subject for the day, man? Did you ask the people what their predictions are for next week? Because after this week, man, it's on. Did you ask the people that?
We was trying. We were talking about it, some other stuff. We were talking about it.
Oh, okay.
We, Marcus Wong is hanging up here right now. You know, everybody getting ready, boys. Like you called it yesterday, man.
Right. Huh?
Yeah, motherfuckers is getting their booty hole is getting tight right now. Their butts is puckering up.
Man, she it, booty hole.
It's go time,
man,
baby. Hashtag Team Grudge. I don't know who you're voting for, but as long as they graduation, I'm voting for both sides. Team Grudge, baby.
Listen, that was very wise to say, man, because you said a mouthful. As long as they grudge racist, that's all that matters.
Ain't nothing else ever matters to me.
Side, yo.
Huh?
You ain't put the Facebook side up today. Ain't nobody saying nothing on Facebook side?
Yeah, but I'm not there.
Who the hell you like next week? You know, it's a shitload of people. I heard Market, I heard Antoine spit out a hell of a lot of names. And
go down the list.
I can't go down no damn list. I don't remember that list. I can't go down shit.
Joe got the list.
Well, I ain't know.
Yeah, he got the list.
Yellow Cowboy. He told me he got something to say. What the hell you got to say, boss?
He up here?
I don't know. I assumed he was up here. He was up here yesterday.
Who you call? Oh,
fuck it. Dog Ghetto Cowboy.
He ain't up here yet.
He wasn't up. He haven't been up here today yet. Hasn't been today.
Well, man, who the hell you been talking to? Let me
I've been trying to feel the dead. I've been trying to feel the aircraft. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Joe, I just see his comment. Ghetto Cowboy said, let him in.
Oh, okay. A bunch of people can do that. Y'all let Ghetto Cowboy in. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all sleep at the wheel? You know what I mean? That's why we need to get somebody else behind the wheel, because I don't know how to run this goddamn ship no more. Too big for me now. Too technical. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm coming.
It don't matter.
I ain't see his comment. He said, let him in.
Hey, Cliff, you don't have control? You don't have the controls?
Nah, man. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't know shit, man. I mean, I had my phone on, but I wasn't nowhere near this motherfucker.
Ghetto Cowboy's not there anymore. So. He's not
there. Okay. What's up, bro?
Hold on.
I just tried to catch y'all before the time, you know, before the time broke loose.
Hey, Timberhawk. Somebody named Shy Boogie said, "What's up?"
Join the meeting.
Hey, Shy Boogie, what's going on? How you?
Walter Mann, what's up, Doctor? How you doing, OG?
Like I said, man, race is open, man. Talking ain't free no more. That's what I said.
Cliff. We might got a couple lock-ins. We don't know yet because we don't know we're going to be able to sponsor the event. NGRA decided to sponsor a celebrity challenge. And the way we're going to do it, we're going to get 10 celebrities, and they're all going to use the same two cars to grudge race. No lock-in. What are they? No lock-in.
Uh-huh.
And they'll each go to the line, have the same race, the same cars, but a different drivers. And
are you going to do that?
It's going to be at North versus South if Long Island Joe can get authorized to do it. He doesn't know something about the prep or something, whatever. But
bring me up to
he's
on, man.
He's with it if it's done. But me and DJ Stickman locked me in Brandon Brand.
Oh, Streaks, shit.
Streaks and Silverhawk locked in by proxy with Mark Riddick. Mark Riddick and Streaks, because Mark Riddick, I asked with him because he got fucked up. But who's counting? And then.
Well, damn.
Mark Jackson, well, he didn't say nothing that we can talk about. But he do have a new name, though, Mr. Airport Man. And
where'd that come from?
Listen, That's what he's most famous known for. He used to be most famous known for Young Thing. Now everybody call him Mark Jackson, Mark Jackson, Mark Jackson. So listen, he don't like when we call him. A lot of people don't like when you call them by their government names.
You got to get on the train.
What you want to, man? Yeah, I'm going to have to mute your mic, sir. I guess he didn't know he was open. So nothing but love for the OGs.
You got Walt on the line. You got Walt on the line.
Yeah, Walt the man's up here. Yeah, he hanging out. He always hangs out and watches what we doing and shit. He don't say much, but he be there watching. So listen, Mark. A lot of people don't like you to call their government name. So we just gave Mark the new name, the new brand today, Mr. Telephone Man. That was something funny that he did, and we all laughed about it. We all referred to it from time to time. So, Mark, take your weakness and make it a strength. You Mr. Telephone Man now, right? So you wear that with pride for a while, and after a while, it becomes your brand. And everybody's going to keep calling you your brand. Hey, Mr. Telephone Man, but it won't mean nothing. It'll mean Mark Jackson. It'll mean Young Thing, all the brands you had that made that brand. See what I'm saying?
I did that too. I told y'all that story with the Line Lock crew. I got teased about my Line Lock. I told y'all that story.
Yeah, yeah.
And
how'd you get your brand, Cliff? That's a good story. Tell me how'd you get your brand.
Like I said, I was at the beach, and my Line Lock wasn't holding me, and Austin Garner, you know, we got on one of them shows, and he started calling me. He said he called me Line Lock. He's like, well, Mr. Line Lock couldn't get right. And everybody laughed at me for a very long time. And then I slept on this shit. I woke up on this shit. I didn't get mad about it. I said, damn, I said, what's so hard about a Line Lock? So I said, you know what? I ain't never named it me and the fellas. I said, from this day forward, we the Line Lock crew. And I know I announced that on Long Island Joe's show. I said, y'all think it's funny? I said, officially, me and the boys are the Line Lock crew.
Man, you know Cliff, I'm sorry for interrupting. But that is a great fucking story because you took
a motherfucker
tried to put you down and made it your goddamn brand.
Motherfuckers laughed. Everybody laughed. Until I started swinging the Line Lock.
That is great branding.
I
started swinging
laughing.
When you started swinging the Line Lock and whooping ass. when you had that Chevelle.
Elbow, bro.
Okay.
Elbow.
Wow.
Because me and the fellas, we would just come out with Elbow, but we didn't have no official crew name. But thanks to Austin Garner, you know, for making the chuckles, and everybody thought it was funny for weeks.
He gave you your official brand.
Yeah, I thanked him for that shit. I thanked him for
listen,
and to this day, I still thank him.
Listen, he thought of it, but you perfected it, right? He gave you, he was trying to hurt you with it, but you took it and hurt him with it.
Well, you know what? I hurt everybody that thought it was funny. I said it that way. Or comedy.
You took a problem and solved it.
Absolutely. Like I'm gonna do again and again.
Branding, goddamn it. Cliff, the Line Lock, you might have the best goddamn grudge story. We got to put that motherfucking story in the Hall of Goddamn Fame, the Grudge Hall of Fame. Shit.
Well,
that's a motherfucking great story. Man, you got it. You know what? We might have. You know what? I'm gonna issue it right now.
It's people on this show that laughed at Line Lock when he started calling me Line Lock. It's people
hey, Cliff,
on this show that laughed.
This is in honor of you, who took a problem and solved it. This is for Christina, who took a problem and solved it when she hit. She gave me the idea of the NGRA Celebrity Challenge to take two of the same kinds of cars, right? I thought about just getting two cars of the same class, the same caliber, right? But then she said, no, get the same kind. So I thought about what Mark Jackson did, right? he thought it was ideal, and I said, get the two rentals for real, not the bullshit that he did, or the fake out, whichever way you want to look at it, because it's been either or. A bullshit on one side, fake out on the other side. But that's a 360 look. You look at both sides of the shit. So we don't know. We don't know what we don't know. But moving right along, the point is that all those ideals together came up with the NGRA Celebrity Challenge. And you know what? We just came up with another one. Sherry Tucker has been talking for a long time about Hall of Fame. She did a great job of the Black history on Facebook, right? But
right.
The thing is that made us realize, and me, right, that we don't have our history, the grudge history, you know. All drag racing is street racing. All drag.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah.
I'm saying you're right. There's no grudge history Hall of Fame, because that's why motherfuckers think what they, you know, think they know what's right, you know. But there is a foundation for everything.
Because all drag racing started in the street.
Oh hell, I started in the street, and I write it on a notebook.
Yeah,
and
I mean, but then, you know, the Popo said get off the streets, and they should have, because we shouldn't have been out there. It's too damn dangerous, you know, and you can tell everybody I said so. Ain't nobody should be grudge racing on the street. It should be at the track grudge racing, but it should be doing, it's two kinds of racing at the track. You have no rules racing, and you have sanctioned racing. So sanctioned racing is beautiful. It's created a lot of stars over the years. It's created John Force and Ashley Force and Bob Glidden, depending on what era you come from, Antoine Brown, the first. And so it's a lot of history happening in the sanctioning world of drag racing. On the other side, you have the no-rules drag racing. Both of them came from the street. All drag racing came from the street. Other side, you have no rules drag racing. That's us. That's us. And we weren't sanctioned, but we were taxed a lot. And again, because we didn't join the sanctioning body. Okay, to wrap it up, because we didn't join the sanctioning body, we would charge a higher tech cards. We would charge. We had to try to get in certain class, but we had to have certain tires, and we would charge more to get in another class with the same tires on. We get in the lower class, we fit there, but we had the wrong brand of tires or the wrong size tires, something. The point is we got charged, and the thing is that because we were not sanctioned, so we got higher fees, $100 for three test passes, and then you're done for the day. So what it was, if you're paying for the product, you are the product. If you're paying for the product, understand, when you get something for free, the reason Facebook gives it for free is because they can sell your information, all right? That's why they give it to you for free. Whatever you join those free platforms, that's why the government shut it down, because they're taking your information and using it. They're selling it all kinds of places. I'm not saying doing nothing bad with it, but they are selling it. And they're, but anyway, that's the story. So if you are buying, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. If you're paying for the product, you are the product. We're paying to be the product of drag racing. We're paying to be the product of drag racing, so we need to fix that problem. We need to fix that problem. All right, guys, nothing but love to each and every one of you. The show's about to go off, and you had a good show, and appreciate the Lion Lock crew for coming up here with that great story. And the rest of you for the great stories. Long Island Joe, happy birthday to you, Doctor. Many, many more. Thank you, Christina and Streets, and everybody who contributed tonight. Don't want to forget any names. And
okay,
on
Christina, you got to lead the song off. You got to lead the song off. Be on
okay,
in a couple seconds.
Okay, Silverhawk, you too, man. I forget you. I forget you.
Yeah.
Ghetto Cowboy, you as well.
Be the same. It's the NGRA.
influence of the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A. Be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody want the money and the fame.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holla dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge it for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the
N-G-R-A. N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid.
Goodbye.